Good afternoon, Legal Expert. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. My name is Christine Forrester, and I'm very, very distressed. My chicken, I think she's dying. She's been sick for quite a long time, and I didn't know, you know, what the problem was. So I'd just sort of been giving her worming staff and other things, you know, and she hasn't been getting better. But anyway, to this morning, just before, I decided to give her a bath because her bum was really dirty. And up, so I filled three buckets of water up with Epsom salts and I cleaned her up. And with the first bucket of water especially, she's asleep in the bucket now. With the first bucket, all these worms come out of her body.
Okay.
And another vet that I phoned, he said it's probably maggots. And so
yeah.
I've cleaned her up. I've cleaned her up and three times, and I've cut some feathers away, and I've tried to squeeze some of the maggots out of her body, and so far in this bucket of water, there's only one coming out of her body every now and again. I said to the vets last night when I phoned, I don't want to see her suffer. And, you know, I'd like to have her put down if she's going to keep suffering, if there's nothing we can do at this point.
Okay. And sorry, you spoke to us yesterday?
No, I didn't speak to you. I live at Dakabin.
Okay.
I found the vets near me and
yep.
They were all busy. Nobody could even see her. Oh, gee, it's terrible.
Okay. And what's going on right now that you think?
Right now,
she's
in the bucket, in the bucket with Epsom salts and asleep.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, she has got, when I cleaned her up, she has got like an ulcerated back part, really
yeah.
bad. You know, it's really bad.
Yeah.
And then dirty things going in and out of her body, it's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty, can I pop you on hold for just a moment, please?
All right. Oh, look, I can't come there today. I can't drive. I'm too distressed. But I just would like you to tell me what's the best way to go.
Well, my advice would be to get her in today to a vet to have her euthanized because it sounds like they could be those maggots. They actually could be quite high up in her body.
And they would be
causing a lot of pain and a lot of discomfort. Birds are very good at hiding it. So even though she's not probably making many noises or isn't as, you know, physically,
yeah.
sort of, you know, they're very good at hiding things. And if she's shutting her eyes and she's very quiet
she's shutting her eyes all the time, just opens
yeah.
them every now and again, every
yeah.
hour or maybe. But
yeah,
shutting her eyes and she's trying to sleep and
yeah.
and she can't stand up.
No.
Her claws are all curled up. She can't stand. Her wings are holding her body up, I guess, because she can't stand up to support her own body.
No, she sounds like she's in a really bad way. My advice would be to have her euthanized as soon
okay.
as possible for the purpose of the amount of discomfort
gets worse.
You know, that she's in. Yes, and the longer you leave it, the more, you know, it's just not fair on her sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for helping.
If you were to bring her in to us, just give us a ring because I do have time this afternoon at 4. Otherwise, your local vet should be able to help you with just the straightforward euthanasia.
Yeah,
any vet
they said when I phoned them that they could help with the
yeah
with that, but they don't have anyone there who is a bird specialist.
That's
so.
Right, yeah. Yep.
But her body does not look good.
No,
but I want to be with her when they do that. That's all. I want to be with them. I don't think a lot of them let you go in. But I want
yeah.
to be there with her when she, you know, like you do with all your pets when it's time for them to go.
We do that here, but we're lucky enough to, because the type of pets that we specialise
yeah.
in. So,
yeah.
But you just have to have a chat to them and see what their
yeah.
procedure and that
okay.
is. I'm not too sure, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your help and advice. And
that's all right. I'm so sorry again.
It's all right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.